This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
All right, 7 minutes after the hour, this is hour number two. Welcome to your Saturday afternoon if you're on the East Coast, and for the rest of us, a good Saturday morning. It is Garden America, as I mentioned, hour two, back with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main, and this hour also brought to us by Bayer Advanced. To get more from the blue bottle, Bayer, big sponsor of our show. We thank them again. Hour two, and again, 8 minutes after almost as we continue. Did you have a good break?
Yeah.
Good break. Enjoy your break, Tiger?
Yeah. Relax.
Yeah, good. John? John took a little nap in the car?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting ready to send you a couple pictures to post on Facebook.
Are these pictures that Steve sent us?
No, these are pictures of
your yard.
Amaryllis came up in my yard.
Absolutely. So send those my way, and we'll bring our guest on, and we can
Which
get rolling.
Which one do I use? Gmail.
Use the iHeart.
Okay.
iHeartMedia.
Keep it guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you know what? Don't. Use my Gmail, because okay. That's what I have up right now. Oh, I don't know.
That's you why I was checking.
So no, that's right a now. Good question.
I love
you
it.
You know what? While we're talking back and forth, Tiger, yeah. Trying to figure this out, why don't you bring on Celeste, our guest this hour?
All right. Well, this weekend we have the wonderful Celeste.
The one and only guest.
The one and only guest and the wonderful Celeste Wheeler from EB Stone Organics. Now, I've known Celeste for many years. She's been working for EB Stone for all of those years, and they have great fertilizer products, they have great soil products, and she's just a wealth of information when it comes to growing vegetable gardens and flower gardens, because every year her and her husband Dwayne plant this vegetable garden on the side of their house, and it's always fun because he'll come in to the store when it's harvest time bringing in these giant eggplants, these big tomatoes, all this fun produce that they produce, and they tell me they don't over-fertilize into doing it.
I was looking at the picture of in our newsletter of Celeste standing in front of an eggplant that goes out of the picture. That thing has to be about 6 feet tall.
Right. They say they just use the standard recipe, but I'm doubting that. Celeste, are you with us this morning? Good. How are you doing?
I am. Good morning. Good morning.
How's everything going?
Everything's going fantastic. Okay, so you guys obviously caught us. Yes, we do feed a little bit extra because we do fertilizer.
You sound like me, Celeste. We think alike, so yeah. It's fine.
Yes. So what can I answer? What can I talk to you about this morning?
You know, one of the things Tiger forgot to mention when he was talking about E.B. Stone and their great products, you forgot to mention that Celeste is one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
Yeah, that Aww. Is true.
Thank you so much.
So this morning, Celeste, we wanted to talk a little bit about people are getting ready for their spring flower gardens. You know, right now is the time of year when people are starting to put those color bowls together. People are starting to plant their bedding flowers and just adding that life to their garden. So what are some things that you recommend people do before they even plant anything to get started?
Well, I think it's really interesting to me because when I'm out teaching classes, I learn that a lot of people don't know the difference between potting soil and planting mix, and they need to understand that if you are planting in a pot, you always want to use potting soil. If you're planting in the ground, you want to use a planting mix or a soil amendment. That's always a good way to get started. You don't want to put the wrong media in the planter and not have good success.
And what would be some of the big differences is why you would want to use those two distinct products for those environments?
Well, potting soil is specifically designed for pots. It contains extra peat moss or coconut core, which holds moisture. It also has pumice, which allows for drainage. When we talk about planting mixes that are for putting plants in your native soil, in the ground, those mixes tend to be much more coarse, and they could contain things like fir bark or shredded redwood, and they're just really supposed to break up the soil and change the structure of your native soil. So they're really not going to hold the moisture that a potting soil would for a potting application.
And then, I mean, another thing that I think that people don't realize, it's easy for potting soil because you look at your pot and you say, how much soil do I need to put in there? And you can kind of buy the bag based on that. For a bed in your garden, whether it's the vegetable bed, flower bed, or you're planting shrubs, people need to understand that that bag of planting mix or soil amendment actually goes a long way. I mean, you know, your guys' I think it's your Big Harvest Bale, or is it called something else now?
No, it's the called... Big Harvest Bale is a 3-cubic-foot size bale, and it does cover a large area. You
right.
know, depending on how deep you want to pour the amendment, so if you're talking about a 1-inch depth, that might cover a 3-cubic-foot, like 36 square feet. So you definitely get a lot more bang for your buck out of those bale mixes if you have a large area that you're trying to amend. You know, oftentimes, too, people will plant plants in their native soil, and they want to dig a hole, and they want to put the plant in, and then they want to pour that amendment around. And they don't realize that what they're doing is creating a pot within the ground. So it's really important to take that native soil out and mix it 50% with your amendment mix and then put that mix back into the hole with your plant. So, and always, we make this really fantastic product. And all my friends that say, you know, how do you do this gardening? How are you so successful? I introduce them to SureStart. And if you do not have a green thumb, SureStart is a way to capture a green thumb. In no time, it is fantastic for planting all your plants. You can just grab a nice handful and throw it right on the roots. It will reduce transplant shock. It'll feed your plants for 8 weeks, and you can use it on everything. So that is really a great starter fertilizer when you're planting this time of year. And then you can come back with a maintenance food. So if you're, for example, planting vegetables, you can feed after 8 weeks with our tomato and vegetable food, or you can feed, if you're doing flowers, you can use our rose and flower food. And the organic fertilizers are fantastic because you don't have to be meticulous in your measuring. They won't burn, and you don't have to feed every single week like you do with some of the water-soluble foods. You can feed every 6 to 8 weeks, so they last a lot longer.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the important things I think that people don't always understand about fertilizing is whether you're a novice or whether you're super experienced, organic fertilizers are what people choose no matter what, because for the novice, it's nice because you can't go wrong. You know, if you accidentally drop too much on your plant, it's not going to hurt it, you know, and that's a good feeling to know that you can't almost mess up on it. But at the same time, the more experienced gardeners know that By taking care of the soil, you're taking care of the plant, and it's going to come all the way back around. And they know, hey, you only have to do it every 30 days, every 60 days, depending on what you're growing and what the environment is. And so it's a good product out there that both people use. You don't have to be super experienced, but at the same time, even though you have a lot of experience, you still lean towards it because of the benefits.
Yeah. And I take a lot of consumer calls, and most of the time people are experiencing problems with their plants simply because they're not feeding them enough. And plants need to eat just like people need to eat. They need food and water. So I think it's really important that, you know, if we're expecting all of this great fruit production or flower production out of our plants, we need to keep them fed in order to do that.
And so when it comes to like the SureStart product, like you mentioned before, that's a transplant, you say you can use that for everything across the board. That's always when you kind of want to get started, and then you back it up with a different kind of fertilizer. So therefore, later on, it's a different formula. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is a different formula. It really protects the root system. It has mycorrhiza, which is a natural fungus which extends the root system of the plant, and it has a lot of beneficial bacteria too. So you're getting all of these wonderful things and a real gentle NPK to start plants and get them fed for a good 8 weeks, and then you can come back with a maintenance food that's appropriate for whatever type of plants you have. I would warn you though, there are since we were experiencing a drought for a time period in California, more plants like South African plants and
Australian Celeste, plants. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We got to take a break, Celeste. So stay with us. Keep that train of thought. We'll come right back with Celeste here on the Garden America Radio Show for your Saturday. Thank you.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilom Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilom Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to full year. Protect your trees with Fertilom Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour, back here on Garden America, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. Lines open, 855-424-9825. And we want to continue our thought, then we got an email, and lots happening, Tiger.
Yeah, a lot going on. But so let's go ahead and finish up what you were saying, because you were mentioning how a lot of the landscapes have changed over the past couple of years, and they're using a lot of South African and Australian plants in our climate. And how does that associate with the fertilizers?
So it's really important that people remember those two types of plants really do not like phosphorus, and that's the middle number on the fertilizer label. So zero phosphorus for Australian or South African plants. Kelp meal is actually a fantastic fertilizer for those, and I really wouldn't recommend Sure Start because it does have 6% phosphorus.
All right. Hey, and one thing I wanted to mention to our listeners – really important on this Earth Day is that EB Stone, not only do they produce organic products, but their whole mindset as a company is the environment. They use wind power to power their plants. Their packaging is all sustainable or recycled packaging. And they're super involved in getting people to use the right products at the right time, not always just because they can, but you know, just what needs to be done is what they should do, not go excessive, not try to be extreme on things. So, you know, it's fun to be a part of not only an organic product like that, but then also to have a company like that behind you, right, Celeste?
Absolutely. We're celebrating our 101 year anniversary as a company, and we're family owned, which is awesome. And we actually have giant wind turbines that generate all the energy we need to run our entire facility in Northern California. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is really a neat thing because, you know, being family owned, being kind of somewhat locally based, it's kind of a fun way to be able to do business. One of our listeners from Monrovia, Rick, emailed us a question that hopefully you'll be able to help us with. And he mentioned the lasagna method as far as when it comes to soil preparation. Have you ever heard of that before?
I have not heard of that.
Oh, well.
Well, his question wanted to know if you were a proponent of it, so the answer would be no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not yet.
But I think that it's a method that...
I'm guessing it's layering.
Yes. Yeah. It is layering. Yeah. And your products would fit in with that method perfectly.
Yeah, because what it involves with is rather than doing like a tilling or kind of turning over, it's just simple layering of products and then planting directly into those and letting them all kind of migrate together, like you're saying with the mycorrhizae, being able to kind of create this web underneath in the root system of a environment for the roots, not so much kind of tilling it up and starting over again.
Yeah, because you can disrupt a lot of living organisms in the soil when you rototill, so just a layering method, adding, you know, good compost or amendments to the surface of the soil, they can actually work themselves down into the soil and create a bigger topsoil layer and can, you know, really support the bacteria and the fungi and, you know, creatures that you have like worms, earthworms. You know, when you rototill, you disrupt all of that and you really are kind of starting all over again. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of rototilling.
Now, one of the products I want to mention before we wrap up here is in your picture, you guys grow all your vegetables in raised beds, but a lot of people do use raised beds for their flowers or perennials in their vegetable gardens. EB Stone came out, I think maybe 5 years ago, maybe longer, with a product specifically designed for raised beds. And you had mentioned, you know, when you're using pots, use a potting soil. When you're using, you know, the ground, use a planting mix. Now, for a raised bed, though, it's kind of a in between both. And you guys created a product called Soil Booster, but now you even have another product, right?
Yeah, we had a product called Soil Booster that was fantastic. We put extra chicken manure in it, and it really supercharged the vegetables, and it did a tremendous job, but it really didn't hold moisture very well. So people that were in a little warmer areas like L.A. and the Valley were finding they're having to water more often, and so we were recommending they mix 50% Soil Booster with 50% Edna's Best Potting Soil, and that would give them more moisture-holding capability. And we thought, you know, as a company, this is a little silly to have everybody mixing. Why don't we just make a raised bed mix? So we formulated a raised bed mix, and that's exactly what it's called. And it contains, we added coconut core, which holds moisture, and we have pumice, and we have earthworm castings and chicken manure. And it's just a beautiful product, and it's designed specifically for raised beds. And it's just been a huge hit since we've introduced it. So that was a really good decision on our part to make it easy for the customer and easy for the home gardener to just have a ready-to-go soil mix for their raised beds.
Yeah, because everybody's getting those raised beds, whether they're planter boxes or for the vegetables that, yeah, it's like, what do they fill it with now? And so that's nice that you guys have a product that's, all they do is dump those bags right into whatever they're planting, and
dump
they can plant directly into it, right?
Yes, just dump that bag right in. And that's true of all of our mixes. You don't need to add anything. It's ready to go just specifically for its purpose. It'll tell you on the label what it's designed for, and just plant and go. You don't have to add any other ingredients.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Celeste. It's been a pleasure. What are you going to be up to over the next few weeks? Are there any talks you're going to be going to or anything?
Oh my goodness. There's a lot happening right now. This is, you know, having the rainfall that we had, it's just been a tremendous year, and we are so busy right now. We can barely keep up with the amount of business we have. So, any time off, I'll be in the garden, certainly. But other than that, we're just going to keep plugging along here and try and take care of our customers and keep them in stock.
All right. Well,
thank
you very much.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, tell Dwayne we say hi as well.
Yeah, thank you. Great information. Okay, there you go. 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, or john@gardenamerica.com.
We just got a quick question, and we had to let go of Celeste, but it wanted to know if Celeste used worm castings. And Tiger, you know the answer to that is absolutely yes.
Oh, yeah. All of their products have worm castings in them. They're real big fans of worm castings in their mixes, for sure.
Okay, break time once again as we approach 30 minutes after the hour. Lines open right now. Get your calls in. Do not wait until the last minute, which happens quite a bit. So get on the phone, 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com as we enjoyed this Saturday together. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming right back with Tiger Palafox, John Vagnasco. I'm Brian Main. It is Garden America on BizTalk Radio.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale. Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we do thank you for tuning in. We are well into hour number two, Garden America, for this Saturday, 36 minutes after. Lines open. What's on your mind? Questions, comments at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Just posted on Facebook, John's amaryllis. Lots of color. Looking real good.
I really like amaryllis.
I can't believe I spelled amaryllis correctly on Facebook. But it's up there and posted. If you go to our Facebook page, you'll see that right outside John's patio door.
I didn't buy the amaryllis on purpose to plant them, but someone gave Shannon a few years ago at Christmas, you know, one of her patients or something gave her an amaryllis, and I can never throw away plants when I'm done with it. So I stuck – they were in a container for a few years, and then I just stuck those in the garden last summer, I think, and came up, and they're blooming great.
Yeah, they look good. Beautiful.
Yeah, such easy care, too. I really like them.
Water them, leave them alone, basically?
Yep.
You fertilize them.
I water them. I don't know about leaving them alone. I go out there and irritate them every now and then.
Hey, what are you doing? Kind of slap them around a little bit?
Yeah.
Do we have any more emails?
We do.
It seems to be an email Saturday, no doubt.
I was just checking our store to – we only have – two more ship dates, May 1st and May 15th, for our vegetables. And I see a lot of orders coming in last minute. And the reason I was checking is because this time of year, it's too late for us to plant up new items or to graft new vegetables. So we have to go with what we have. And we still have virtually everything in stock, but you do need to reserve your selections now. So go to GardenAmerica.com and do that quickly so you won't be disappointed.
Right. Two more ship dates. That's it.
That's it. Here's an interesting question, which I've never heard of before.
Uh-oh.
It says
this ought to be really interesting.
Say.
Well, John, have you ever heard of the observation that the years that roses do well, so do tomatoes? And I think that he's hoping because he says his roses are doing really well this year.
Email from California?
Yeah, it's from California. So I'm kind of thinking that could be true in a place like California because we've been talking about all the rains we've had and how the roses are doing really well. Well, that's going to translate to anything you have in your garden. You can... when we do get that amount of rain, all the salts that are in the soil that are detrimental to plant growth get washed out of the soil. And the soils are pure again, if you want to use that word. So everything's going to do much better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I don't think there's a connection between roses and tomatoes, but I think because of the environmental conditions that affect both, that they're both going to do well. There is such a thing as companion planting, and Louise Riott wrote two books that are mainstays in the literature, and one is roses love garlic, and the other is carrots love tomatoes.
These are companion planting.
Yeah, so she recommends planting carrots next to your tomatoes to mutually benefit both plants. And
I think you wrote an article on this, and you also went the other way, where you said...
There's also plants you don't want to put next to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a whole nother area. That's a holistic area of growing. So anyway, that's my opinion on that, Rick. Now...
Just it's the rain,
yeah.
Rick.
Yeah.
Lots of rain this season. Everything's going to come up roses.
Our buddy Steve sent us some pictures. He said he forgot to mention this. For years, Steve has been trying to root cuttings of a rose that, and I can't remember where the rose came from, whether it was one that a friend had, his mother had at her house or something, but he always wanted to make another plant of this. Even got to the point where he sent me cuttings, and I tried rooting them, and I forget what happened. I think I rooted a couple, but then they died. I didn't make the transfer.
Just like a very rare rose?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't think he even knew what the variety was. He had some type of attachment to it. But anyway, he said he has 7 cuttings that are rooted. He hopes they grow, and each one's in a 1-gallon can, and they've got leaves on, and they're growing. So
sounds like
he was pretty successful.
He sounds like a 7-day gardener. He's always doing something.
Yeah, he's getting out there.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Yeah, he is. Okay, then let's see. We have an email from Sue. She said, I'm a longtime listener, and I've heard you talk about leaves with yellowish color and green veins, but... Help! I planted a young Meyer lemon October of 2016, so last fall, and my dirt, she says, versus soil.
So yeah.
She has dirt, no soil. It has a high pH plus lots of clay, and she mixed some citrus soil mix and some sulfur and some iron, and she still has the leaves turning yellow at the edges.
The pH is too high, right?
Well,
one of the problems, maybe?
Well, that's a salt sign.
Yeah, she added the sulfur, so that might help. But I think what's going on, looking at the pictures, is nitrogen deficiency. And if
you talked about from rain a little while ago.
Well, nitrogen is the one nutrient that does get leached from the soil. Phosphorus and potash stay. They don't get leached out of the soil. So I think that if she were, a lot of other listeners, we've given the advice to use liquid kelp.
Mm-hmm.
Mix 2 tablespoons per gallon once every 2 weeks and pour it right on the leaves. This is just a little plant that's about 2 foot tall, so you can pour it right on the leaves and they'll green up right away.
So, yeah, and, you know, sometimes, you know, if those aren't working, because it seems like she's pretty active, We had talked about also the John and Bob's product and also from Natural Guard, the humic acid product, about how adding those sometimes release the nitrogens, the phosphoruses in soils, because sometimes it's a matter of the soil not releasing those nutrients
what's
to the
available,
plant.
Available, right.
And so if she is, you know, because there are those people that say, I do fertilize, I do that, but the plant isn't responding, then you might want to go in the direction of a little bit of John and Bob's, a little bit of a little bit of the Natural Guard, the humic acid product, because that'll help release those nutrients into the plant.
Well, since you mentioned John and Bob's, I just got an order from them because I have one area where I just lost the rarest plant in my yard.
Oh, no.
Because of all the rain, it was an area that was heavy clay, and it just didn't drain.
Oh, so it just kind of flooded.
So
it.
I think it, yeah. So I ordered this product a little bit too late, but I am going to use it on the other plants in that area, and that's John and Bob's Penetrate,
right,
which goes through and opens up clay soil. So,
really well, I might add. I've seen that product work, and it is amazing how quickly. You would think, oh, no, months will go by.
Right.
No. It happens almost immediately.
Yeah, minutes go by.
Yeah.
So the name of the product's Penetrate, and it's available on the John and Bob's website if you can't get it at your local garden center. And I have to tell you that a listener sent me a note and said, does John and Bob still have the discount coupon for Garden America listeners? And I didn't know, but I said, you know, the coupon code was Garden 20. All lowercase, just GARDEN 20. And so she sent me an email and she says, yep, it worked.
Nice.
So she got 20% off her order. And the products can add up quickly. So if you can save 20%, that's good. Now, we don't have an arrangement with John and Bob's right now. So it might be that they forgot that they left up that discount. But anyway, take advantage of it. I certainly did when I put in my order. And see if it works for you. So if you go to the John and Bob's website, and it's just johnandbobs.com, use the discount code GARDEN20 when you check out and save yourself 20%.
Okay, one more segment coming up, and we'll be back after this break. It is 45 minutes after the hour. Time for your phone calls. Time is of the essence, of course, at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com as we continue on this Saturday. Happy weekend to you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advantage.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is our final segment, hour number two, I should say. Tiger had to take off. John, he's catching the last part of a softball game, baseball game. What's he doing?
His little girls, do they play softball or t-ball?
T-ball,
at that
something,
age?
Yeah. So he's going to catch the end of it?
Yeah, or try to catch some of it.
So that's what's going on. Now we're back with Brian and John here for the remaining 8 minutes on this Saturday, Garden America. 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com for your questions and comments.
Patty from San Marcos sent us an email and said that she was into one of the box stores, like I guess Home Depot or Lowe's, last week. And she took a picture of the Miranda Lambert rose, which is kind of a new rose. I think it just came out last year.
I was going to say, yeah.
But now it's available everywhere. And so it's kind of a nice rose, kind of a deep pink. I don't know what you think about Miranda Lambert, but the rose sure is nice. There's no...
No picture?
No Gwen Stefani rose that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But it is really a nice rose. I'm trying to think if I have one of those at home. I have some roses I'm growing for the upcoming auction in November.
It's in October this year.
It is in October. Thanks for reminding me. Mm-hmm. And I think I might have Miranda Lambert, but one I know that I've not seen bloom, but I do have in a container, and it has buds on it now, will open soon, is Coretta Scott King.
Oh, so wow.
I'm kind of anxious to see what that looks like.
Interesting.
Got a lot of roses that are opening now because I pruned mine so late. I still have roses I haven't pruned, and I think I'm just giving up on those.
I was a late pruner this year.
All it does is postpone the time when they bloom.
That's exactly right. So I got to get a picture. I got to show you how big, how tall Green Planet is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've got to take some cuttings from Green Planet and get some of those available for the auction because that's a rose that's not available anymore.
No, and the one we're talking about is one that I did win the bid on years ago at the auction. That
Eric was, won the bid, I think.
Yeah,
it was like $80 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He did. He got it. And that was back. We're going back. I can tell you that was 2004, 2005.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I remember I was driving a truck back then, and I sold that truck in 2006.
That was before your radio career?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This year's, I think, the 17th annual auction.
We've been there almost from the get-go.
Yeah, almost. I think you and Sharon started out, right? Sharon might have done it one year before you.
No, I thought I started out. Then she joined me like a year or two into it. And then you and I did a couple. In fact, I just saw a picture of you and I from one of those early auctions on Facebook that came up. Because every now and then, they'll on your Facebook page, it'll say, here's a memory from, it'll give right. the date. And
I like when listeners send us those pictures.
And you can share this if you want to.
Right.
So it's you and I up there on, not really a stage, but one of the events, and it was in Carlsbad at that little town hall.
I had a listener send me a picture of myself sitting on a bus with my head leaning back, fast asleep.
Is it one of our trips?
It was on our trip to Italy. I thought, well, that's kind of an unflattering picture.
There was a lot of pictures like that we could have taken on those long rides through France and Italy. Especially that, we left northern Italy and drove to Nice. That was a long day. That was a fun day, too. And that garden we saw that went right down to the Mediterranean, you had to decide if you're going to have enough energy to walk back up again. Because it was.
Are you talking about the succulent garden in Monaco?
No, it was not the succulent garden.
Because that went down to, there. Remember, there was the cave we went through?
No, this was on the way. This was on the way to Nice. It was either just across the French border or the right at the border.
I remember there were a couple jardins that we went to, and I think I know the one you're talking about.
If I gave you the name, you would know exactly right off the bat. It was right there on the beach.
Right. It was a long trip down there, and it's the one that had some kind of little temple set up.
Yep.
That as you got halfway down.
Yep. And then there was a restaurant or something at the end down below?
Right, all the way. Yeah.
That was beautiful. Love that.
It was a fun trip. You know, some of the people who went with us on the trip, some of our listeners, are leaving again next week.
Yeah, they're going to New Zealand?
No, they're going, the ones I'm talking about are going back to France.
Oh, they are?
Is it France? Oh, no, or maybe it's Holland.
I think it's
Holland. I'm sorry, it's Holland. They're going to Holland because they were talking about the tulips blooming. Susan, Patty, and Lori. I think the three of them are going.
I should stow away in one of their suitcases.
Well, you should lead a tour.
That would be fun. That's Holland's where I want to go. I like the river cruise.
Well, why don't we set that up for next year?
Next year might be a good idea. That would be definitely something that I think we would, you know, we'd like, obviously, and a lot of other people would like it as well. It's very convenient to unpack one time. And then just, you know, leave your stuff in the cabin for a week and get off on the various stops.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. We'll have to look into that.
So just a few minutes to go here, John, about a minute and a half or so. We do want to remind people, two more shipping dates. What's available? What's the hottest thing on the website that people need to be aware of in case it's not available as early as tomorrow?
I think the things that were lowest in inventory on are the double grafted and triple grafted tomatoes. We still have a few of everything that's on the web, but we are running out of those quickly. And all you need to do is go to gardenamerica.com and search the website and look to see what we have to offer. Some things we have internet exclusives on. The orange brandy wine is one of those plants.
Yeah, that's us, right?
Yeah, no one else has the orange brandy wine, and that's a phenomenal tomato. You know, I need to share a picture with you. Tim Wada took a picture and sent it to me of a Tasmanian chocolate tomato that was one of the new super dwarfs in a container. The amount of tomatoes on that plant just shocked me.
Yeah, I'll put it up on Facebook.
All right, I'll send it to you.
Hey, that's going to do it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you spending as much time as you could with us this morning every Saturday here on the Garden America Radio Show. I want to thank Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. And, of course, thanking you for your support and tuning in each and every weekend, your emails and phone calls. Until we get together again next weekend, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.